I don't know. I'm not sure. My best guess is this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Doctors, be they doctors caring for patients or doctors caring for the health of countries, are uncomfortable, even unwilling, to admit to uncertainty. Somewhere along the line, doctors have been taught they need to know everything. Ignorance is the same as incompetence. Medicine is plagued by a culture of shame and blame. Shame for not knowing, and blame if something turns out to be wrong. Perhaps this is a result of how we select doctors or how we train doctors in Western culture. Medicine is not a perfected science. There is uncertainty at every step. When things don't turn out ideally, it is not usually a result of failure. When doctors don't know something, they need to admit this to themselves and then communicate this uncertainty to our patients or the public. Many of my colleagues have been taught to accept and manage uncertainty internally and provide a confident external veneer to patients. But this isn't fair to the patient or the doctor. We've seen this over the past month with Ebola. Sweeping statements about how Ebola is transmitted, how long the virus stays alive on objects, how much personal protective equipment staff need to protect themselves, and symptoms related to early infections. Perhaps physicians believe that communicating the complexity of uncertainty will overwhelm and confuse the public. But when we are certain, and it turns out we're wrong, which will happen sometimes, it creates huge problems with our future credibility. With Ebola, we are all on a steep learning curve. The public health community can't be blamed for not being able to perform miracles or not having a crystal ball, but they can be blamed for not communicating more clearly when they are uncertain. As Dr. Jerome Hoffman and Hemal Kanzaria write in the BMJ, a zero tolerance for error and uncertainty drives toward a culture of arrogance and ignorance. The culture that demands a firm answer from the doctor is bound to be disappointed. Sure, we need to provide our best guess about evolving medical problems, and we need to make difficult decisions. What is needed is for us to be more open about the inevitability of failure and encourage both the profession and the public to acknowledge and accept uncertainty. So take a deep breath and repeat after me. I don't know. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.